Well, OCO, everyone, it's truly an honor to be with you here in your community, and the fact that your library wants to show the wonderful story of Wilma Mankiller to the community says a lot about the library and the community, and it's just my great honor to represent Cherokee Nation here this evening. So those of us who have the good fortune, I consider it just a blessing to be chief of the Cherokee Nation, there's a standard to which we all aspire, and there's this idea of what a chief ought to be to which we all want to achieve, and that standard and that person is Wilma Mankiller. For a variety of reasons, the good work she did as chief, the groundbreaking work that she did, and the life she led before she was chief. It was a life of advocacy and activism. In fact, every year we have a group of young people who serve on the Cherokee Nation Youth Council. It's a leadership program. I always tell them that so many young Cherokees throughout history did great things, and I remind them that Wilma Mankiller, as wasn't much older than a teenager, maybe in her early 20s, was helping occupy Alcatraz in California because Native Americans in this country at that time felt their voice was not being heard and that the government of the United States was not living up to its obligations with respect to the Indian nations and the treaties and the land that should be the respective tribes all over this continent. So that she was very much an activist before she ever ran for public office. Of course, she ran ultimately for deputy chief, then rose up to chief after the then chief Ross Swimmer became appointed to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and was reelected chief, and has just become, in the best way possible, just an iconic figure in this country, in the United States, and she's Cherokee. And she did such great things for her people. And we know so much about her story from different things that we read. And I know you'll learn a lot this evening about her upbringing, what brought her into office, and some of the things she did. Some of the things they've even made a movie about, the water line that was put in a community called Bell in Adair County, where there was not things that you and I take for granted. Running water, access to clean, reliable water. And she made that a mission of the Cherokee Nation. And she made it a mission of the Cherokee Nation not just to get done, but for the community to be involved in it. And that did more than the water itself maybe would ever do, because it reminded the Cherokee people and it reminded the world that Cherokees could do great things and that we ought to work together to do them and that we ought not to sit content on what the government of the United States might hand us from time to time. Of course, none of it's a handout. Our ancestors paid dearly for those treaty rights and that trust responsibility. But to not sit back and let others control our destiny and how our resources would be managed, but for us as Indian people, as people that have existed from time immemorial, people that were part of a nation that existed before there was a United States, certainly before there was a state of Oklahoma, that those Indian people still existed, and that they ought to take control of their destiny and their resources. And that's part of what she inspired us all to do. And there's so many other things I could tell you about what Wilma Mankiller did for the Cherokee people, but I think one of the most important things to remember is so much of what we do today, whether it's gaming, whether it's the ability to run programs ourselves, even those dollars that we act from the federal government based on those treaty obligations and other obligations, and then we craft the rules and the procedures and the spending in a way that helps our people in the best way possible, because we, the Cherokee people, decide what's best for the Cherokee people. All of those things that today the chief of the Cherokee Nation, if he doesn't remember his history, might take for granted, might think this is the way it is, that we have millions upon millions of dollars in gaming revenue coming in and revenue from other businesses, and that the dollars that come from the Department of the Interior and other agencies that we can then craft to solve problems in our communities, that that's just the way it is. But it's not the way it always was. And part of the reason that it became that way is because Wilma Mankiller had a vision again for her people to take control of their destiny. And she did things dealing with the federal government in the areas of self-governance that we all stand on today. You talk about standing on the shoulders of giants. That's what I'm doing today. And not just Wilma Mankiller, but certainly she's most prominent. Gaming. Gaming now is something that it's in the news a lot. You might have heard we've got a disagreement with the governor. But that aside, just a little one. But that aside, gaming is something that's fairly commonplace in the state of Oklahoma today. It's an industry that generates billions of dollars in economic activity all over this state. Just Cherokee Nation alone, we have over about a $2.16 billion impact on the region. Most of that's through our gaming, not all of it, but most of it's through our gaming operations and the jobs that are created and the industry that comes up around that, the infrastructure improvements that we make so there's more economic development, the partnerships that we have. Councilor Dora Patskowski and I just got done visiting with some city leaders about helping with a local project. So gaming is ever present in Oklahoma today. But when Wilma Mankiller was chief, the question wasn't what to spend the gaming dollars on or how to engage with the state of Oklahoma so that gaming has a bright future and we all win even more in a very real way, but whether we do gaming at all. And what did that sort of unknown mean to the Cherokee people? And Chief Mankiller deliberated mightily about it, and the council did. But she made decisions then, when she was chief, that were the beginnings of gaming for the entire state of Oklahoma, which meant that it was beginning of Indian gaming, frankly, in this country. That's what kind of a leader she was, not just a leader of the Cherokee Nation, which in and of itself is a big responsibility, I can tell you, but a leader among leaders. And that's, I think, what else you'll learn here, is that through her career, she led the Cherokee Nation, she led the Cherokee people, but she really led, in many ways, a movement of Native peoples across this country and Indian nations trying to reclaim their destinies. Now, if you believe what I believe, which is that the sovereign Indian nations of this country that pre-existed this country, that they still ought to exist and they still ought to be able to govern themselves and that we have this right given to us by our Creator to self-identify and to govern ourselves and that we ought to preserve that for generations to come, then you've just got to believe that Wilma Mankiller was just a great leader that had a tremendous impact not only on the Cherokee Nation, but a tremendous impact on this country. And this country is a better country because of Wilma Mankiller. And there are people outside of Indian country and other parts of the country, other parts of the civil rights movement, people that care about women's rights, people that care about the rights of minorities everywhere, people that care about making sure people have a voice when they might get drowned out by the majority or those who are more powerful. People that care about that remember Wilma Mankiller as a great ally. The fact that she did all of that and she is a Cherokee is very special to me, and I think special to all Cherokees. One of the things that I think about is, number one, is I might be the first Cherokee Nation chief, probably the first Cherokee Nation chief, that didn't work directly with Wilma Mankiller. I was a teenager when she was leaving the office of principal chief. Got to meet her a couple of times. But there'll come a day when people are working for Cherokee Nation and serving Cherokee Nation that didn't get to work with her. The most important thing is that we don't forget the things that she did. I don't think that will happen, but I think it's incumbent upon all Cherokee people, certainly those of us in her position to lend voice to it, that we remember what she did. And this is a part of this tonight. This isn't something Cherokee Nation created, but we certainly are proud of what the producers of this did. And here's the other thing I think about. There's a whole generation of young Cherokees that never would have met Wilma Mankiller. And to have somebody in Cherokee history that young Cherokees can draw inspiration from, whether it's little girls or little boys, but imagine little girls who can think, I could be chief of the Cherokee Nation. There are little boys that think that. Or I can go out and fight in a way that is effective, rhetorically, advocacy for my people. We have a whole generation of young Cherokees who are watching. We want them to do something positive with their lives. And the fact that we can hold up Wilma Mankiller and show them everything that she did means that we have something special that maybe no one else in the world has, and that's Wilma Mankiller. So I thank you all for your time. I think you'll enjoy this evening. I don't want to burden the agenda too much more with my talking, but it is truly an honor to be here, and I don't know if anyone has any questions or we should proceed with the evening, but thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Wadoo.